Awareness. Walking back to the whiteboard, Catherine explained, "Remember, teamwork begins by building trust. And the only way to do that is to overcome our need for invulnerability." She wrote the word invulnerability next to trust on the whiteboard. Then she continued, "And so, we're all going to demonstrate vulnerability this morning in a low-risk but relevant way." She then asked everyone to spend 5 minutes deciding what they believed were their single biggest strength and weakness in terms of their contribution to Decision Tech's success or failure. "I don't want you to give me some generic weakness, and I don't want you glossing over your strengths because you're too modest or embarrassed to tell us what you think you're really good at. Take this simple exercise seriously and be willing to put yourself out there." When it was clear that everyone had finished jotting down their notes, Catherine began the discussion. "Okay, I'll go first." She looked at her notes briefly. "I think my biggest strength, at least the strength that will have the biggest impact on our success, is my ability to see through fluffy, superfluous information and cut to the point that matters. I have a way of eliminating unnecessary details and getting to the heart of an issue, and that should save us a lot of time." She paused before continuing. "My weakness is that I am not the world's best external spokesperson. In fact, I'm bad at it. I tend to downplay the importance of public relations, and I'm not a talented or tactful speaker when it comes to being in front of a large group, or, even worse, a television camera. I'm going to need help with that if we're going to accomplish everything that we hope to." With the exception of JR and Mikey, everyone was taking notes as Catherine spoke. She liked that. "Okay, who wants to go next?" No one volunteered immediately. Everyone was looking around, some hoping that one of their peers would volunteer. Others seemed to be asking permission to step forward. Finally, Nick broke the ice. "I'll go." "Okay, let's see." He reviewed his notes. "My biggest strength is my lack of fear when it comes to negotiation and management of outside companies, whether they're partners, vendors, or competitors. I don't have any problem pushing them to do more than they want to do. My biggest weakness, however, is that I sometimes come across as arrogant." A few of Nick's peers laughed a little nervously. He smiled and continued, "Yes, I've had that problem since I was in college, and probably before. I can be sarcastic and even rude at times, and sometimes I come across sounding like I think I'm smarter than everyone else. And that might be okay, I suppose, if I'm dealing with a vendor, but with you guys, it could probably piss you off a little, which I don't think is going to help us get where we want to go." Jeff commented, "It sounds like your strength and weakness are rooted in the same things." Martin, to everyone's surprise, voiced his agreement. "Isn't that usually the case?" Heads around the table nodded. Catherine was impressed by the apparent honesty of Nick's remarks and the willingness of the other staff members to make comments. She was glad he went first. "Good. That was exactly the kind of thing I'm looking for. Who's next?" Jan volunteered and talked about her management skills and attention to detail as strengths, something everyone agreed with immediately. Then she admitted being more conservative about finances than the CFO of a startup should be. She explained that this was a result of her training at larger companies and her concern that her peers were not concerned enough about managing expenses. "Still, I am probably making it harder for you all to meet me halfway by being so controlling." Carlos assured her that the rest of the group could probably take a step or two in her direction. Jeff went next. He struggled in his attempt to call out his amazing networking skills and ability to build partnerships with investors and partners, but Jan wouldn't let him off the hook. "Come on now, Jeff. If we've done one thing well, it's been raising boatloads of money and getting investors excited about the company. Don't downplay your role in that." Jeff reluctantly accepted her kind-hearted rebuke and then blew everyone away with his admission of weakness. "I am pretty afraid to fail, and so I tend to over-engineer things and do them myself. I don't like to tell other people what to do, which, ironically, only makes it more likely that I'm going to fail." For the slightest moment, Jeff seemed to fight back emotions and then recovered instantly. He was sure no one noticed, and I think that's probably the biggest reason that we haven't succeeded and that I'm not the CEO anymore. He paused and then added quickly, "Which I'm okay with, really. In fact, I'm pretty happy to be out of that job." The group laughed in a supportive way. Catherine couldn't believe that the first three people to step forward had done so well. For a moment, she began to entertain hopes that the momentum would continue and the day would be a runaway hit. And then Mikey spoke. "Okay, I'll go next." Unlike her peers who had gone before her, Mikey looked at her notes almost the entire time that she talked. My biggest strength is my understanding of the technology market and how to communicate with analysts and the media. My biggest weakness is my poor financial skills.